أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. It is really great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us in order to sit down and discuss His gleaming, enlightening revelation, al-wahi al-ilahi, the one that has been brought up solely upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today's subject is Surah Ad-Duha, chapter Ad-Duha. The chapter is one of the greatest chapters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we every time we say, the Holy Quran, all of it is a miracle. All of the Holy Quran is a walking medicine, cure for everything that comes to the mind of a person. This chapter in particular, it has been said in the Khawas al-Quran, related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, whoever reads this chapter, several benefits will be given to him. Whoever reads this chapter, the shafa'a, the interceding of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, will become compulsory for him in the day of the judgment. That's number one. That is the first benefit. The second benefit, whoever reads it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him for every poor and orphan 10 times a reward. Allah will give him the reward as many as there are poors and orphans. 10 times more Allah will give him rewards. And rewards is judgment day's currency of this exchange. It is something great. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is that one of the benefits that Allah put in this chapter is if someone had read it upon a person that is gone, Allah will make him come back healthy, inshaAllah ta'ala. Another benefit for this surah is if you forgot something somewhere. Let's say that you were walking, you were going somewhere, and you lost something, you forgot it somewhere. You were going a certain place, you forgot whatever you have, and you took off. When you remember that you left your belonging at this place, if you read this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep it safe for you to go back until you pick it up, inshaAllah ta'ala. Benefits that was written and related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A beautiful verse. The reason, they say the reason that this chapter was ascended is this. That, let me read the surah first. It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. Many advices and beautiful aspects of life and teachings for a human being. Now the reason they said that this verse was being brought down is that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam became a messenger of Allah, a prophet, For a certain period of time, Gabriel was not sent down upon him. To the point that now, according to different stories from different sources, some they say Khadija, salamullahi alayha, said, how come you're not receiving revelation? Some they say, no, other people were saying, well, see what happened, you know, maybe he, Allah forgot about him, or he did not want him, or whatever, you know, that form of neglect. So this verse came down with the great Gabriel, beginning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَالضُّحَى, I swear by the sun when it is high. SubhanAllah. Mind you, we have explained, and inshallah every time we explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is swearing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can swear about anything. His swear, however, is an open mind to us. A form of awareness. Pay attention. A form of heed to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is not only swearing by the sun, but a sun at a certain timing, which is the highest before noon. وَالضُّحَى, I swear by الضُّحَى, when the sun is high. And then I swear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing again. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, I swear by the night when it comes and it conquers your domain, that domain, and it spread the darkness on that location. Two swears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, did not leave you, did not cut off His love to you or His attention to you, and did not hate you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only did not cut His love and attention, but also He does not hate you in any form. He does not detest or dislike you or of any form. However, Ya Rasulullah, know that وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. The important issue is this, that the hereafter is a lot more important and better for you than this dunya. This is a form of an assurance to Rasulullah, saying that inshallah you will be good, so good in this life, that the hereafter will be much better for you than this dunya. This dunya is a limited source. This little dunya, this mundane life, this life is limited, is not continuous. Life, it ends. And as you know, and we know, the end is a tragedy. Yes, we may grow and become handsome and strong and active, but then what happens? We go down and down in everything in life. Health, God forbid, wealth, maybe. If we look at ourselves in the mirror in a daily basis, when we hit 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, we know. Even if we look at our own families, let's say that a person, if he looks at his child and says, wow, one day I was that old. Or if he looks at his younger brothers and says, well, I was at these stages. And if he looks at his father and says, wow, one day I will be at that stage, that old. Then when he looks at his grandfather and says, wow, one day I'll be that old. And if he remembers his great-grandfather, so well, one day I'll be dead. However, this dunya is a limited dunya. Ya Rasulullah, the hereafter is much better for you than this mundane life. Not only that, but also, Ya Rasulullah, be happy, be comforted, be relaxed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you so much in Judgment Day. He will give you a power called the power of interceding, the power of shafa'ah. Whoever you wish, Ya Rasulullah, you can let go to heaven. SubhanAllah. What a power Allah is giving. To the point that you will be satisfied. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, your Lord will give you as much as you want until you are satisfied. Glorious be the Lord. Can you imagine if somebody tells you this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, I will make you satisfied. It is not that you get this much and goodbye, farewell. No, I will give you so much that I will make you satisfied. Fatarba, subhanAllah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went into reminding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam few of the issues. Let's say, you know, in Arabic, tadhkira does not mean he forgot. Like, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Your job is to spread the world. People know it, but you assure them by making them more and more understand. He said, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Ya Rasulullah. Seems like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somehow quickly had bought the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in front of him. Allah showed him. He said, this is what you were, and look at you at right now. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Ya Rasulullah, didn't your father die while you were an embryo in your mother's womb? Yes. Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, died when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was in his mother's womb. In other words, while his mother Amina bint Wahab was pregnant with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then she brought him into this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born at the age of 2. His mother died. That is a tragedy for a person to be put from hand to hand. And at the age of 8, his grandfather was died. SubhanAllah, his uncle took care of him. Abu Talib, the father of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. Abdul Muttalib died, and so forth. So he was moved. When someone is an orphan, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Weren't you an orphan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the greatest abode. And you were lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the guidance. And you were عائل. عائل, you had a guardian. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gave you the power. You became the guardian to everyone else. Well, now this has also a bigger meaning. Yatim means an orphan. Also, it means that according to this hadith, you were one of a kind, and you still are one of a kind. At a certain time, you did not know anything. Ba'alan means you were gone. Everybody, when they're born, do not have knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the wisdom. These are blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, prior to the knowledge of the message and the prophecy, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is lost, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, I gave you. So you were one of a kind. I made everyone come to you. Not only that, but also I made you rich. I made you one of the greatest wealth, but not financially. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at the financial aspect of this world. He made you rich with the power of Islam. Power of Islam, brothers and sisters, anyone who holds the power of Islam, he is wealthy. He is rich. He does not need anything else with this great system that is called Islam. Islam is the greatest wealth toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here has given us some advices in which, although the hadith is directed to Rasulullah, that all of us will be benefited. Now, mind you, he said, I made you rich with the power of shafa'a also. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. I made you rich where your prayers are answered, your shafa'a is accepted. You can imagine we always raise our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does our prayer can be answered? Although yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our prayer, but on His time. Can you imagine you reach a point where you can determine the timing as well? Subhanallah. That is a richness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Allah promised him. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. I made you rich. I made you rich by the power of answering your prayer, if you need immediately, read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You will see how many people they went to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, my child is sick. Just by raising a hand to Allah, Lord, cure him. Immediately, the child became healthy. His hair grew. Blood gushed to his face. Another person, Ya Rasulullah, our well does not have water. So look, he made a wudu from that well, asked Allah, water started springing out and gushing out, and so forth. Please read the right. I would like to invite you to read one time the life of Rasulullah. See how many miracles God made Rasulullah rich with by answering his prayer. Then he said, now I'm going to give you some advices, and which is all for us too. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. When you see an orphan, Ya Rasulullah, you were an orphan. Remember that. Whenever you see, and you and me also, whenever you see an orphan, do not ever oppress him. Do not ever hurt him. Do not ever break his feelings. Make him happy. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. If someone came to you, if someone comes to you and asked a question and wanted something, don't you ever kick him out. If you can, give him. Immediately give him. Give him whatever you can. Ya subhanAllah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a very great, important advice in our life. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling us. See, a lot of us, unfortunately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the blessings, but they act like they're poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, go ahead and discuss that blessings. To Rasulullah in particular, he's saying, go and discuss the blessing of your faith. But I want you, Ya Rasulullah, but for you and me, any blessing, go ahead and discuss. If it was in religion, in your faith, discuss that. Go to the people, see what Allah gave me. Allah gave me taqwa. Allah gave me piety. Allah gave me where I pray on time. Allah gave me where I pay my dues on time. If Allah made you rich, wear nice clothes. Allah gave me these. I don't have anything for myself. I am poor. I am worthless in this huge cosmos. What am I? If I compare myself, even to my own house, I am much smaller, my house. I am much smaller even to the next tree that's next to my house. Let alone to the earth. Let alone to the solar system. What am I in comparison to the galaxy? But what Allah gives me, that's great. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you have a blessing, if I give you a blessing, and you showed that blessing on you, you will shakir, and I will increase. And if you did not, and if you hid it, you were kafir. Kafir means you're hiding that blessing. And if you hid the blessing, it may be lesser and lesser. You know, my dear, let me kind of put a little story in here. So it'd be nice, you know, to even enlighten the issue. It says in a story of Moses, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He said, one day when Moses saw a man who was very rich, saw Moses leaving, he said, oh, Prophet of Allah, O Kalim of Allah, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the Mount Tur, Mount Sinai, in order to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, can I ask you a favor? He said, go ahead. He said, when you go there, can you ask Allah to give me less of the money? I am so rich, and I'm even showing it to the people. But it may be taking me from my duties toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you make it a little less? He said, I will ask Allah. As he went and visited Allah, he said, Lord, I have a message from one of your servants. This is what he's asking. Allah said, fine, go tell him. If you want your money to be lessened, eat crumbs, the little, there is an Arabic bread called khubz rgad. The bread is so thin and dry that immediately crumbs. A lot of crumbs may even fall on your clothes and on the floor. So he said, let him eat that. He said, okay. In the market, subhanAllah, in the market. He said, okay. He went. And he asked him, said, this is what God is telling you. God is telling you to eat the khubz gag, the bread that is so fine and so thin, in the market. He said, yes, O Karim Allah. Yes, O Moses, I will do that. Immediately, subhanAllah, he ordered a net around him. They put a big net like this in front of him. And he held the bread and was eating it, where every little piece of crumb was falling on that net, and then he was picking it up and eating it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel saying, oh Moses, look how thankful is my servant. Doesn't he deserve to have more and more? A person that is so accurate, that is so thankful, that he does not throw anything out. I give him more and more. Let him talk about it. Go ahead and talk about this blessing. So, the issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gives us, we should go and not take a pride that I am rich. No, God made me rich in a very humble way. Totally with humility. I am nothing without Allah. Allah's giving me this. You know, like a lot of people that I know, they are so rich, but they go ahead and they wear or they ride or buy a very cheap car why, yes, subhanAllah. Maybe because somebody, if he knew that they were rich, they asked him for a couple of dollars here and there. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be thankful, and I will bless you. How can you be thankful? It's by showing what I give you. How you are unthankful when you hide when I give you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, Lord, give us the blessings, give us the wealth, and give us the means and the know-how how to keep it, O Lord, not to let it go out of our hands. O Lord, Ya Allah, let us be closer to your Holy Quran by being closer to the teachers of the Holy Quran. Ahlul Bayt, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So we can be closer to you, O Lord. You are our ultimate goal. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma